Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so I just put up a poll on Twitter. I've done a lot of polls lately.
You seem like one of those little people that are super concerned with your Twitter numbers and everything.
No,
so you're putting polls up. The algorithm will show that I'm interactive.
You're right. It does do that. That's not front of mind for me when I do it, but you're right. It is a nice ancillary benefit to putting up these polls. No, I'm legitimately interested in the opinion of people on certain things. And I just posed the question to you, and I expect an answer here in the next 30 seconds. Here's what I said. Houstonians, who do you trust more right now in their sports late game situation? Roberto Osuna or Kaimi Fairbairn? Who do you trust more between what have become two somewhat untrustworthy athletes in our city? Seth Payne, if you had to, before I tell you what the small portion of the people who have voted so far are saying, what say you?
Still, I've had 5 minutes to think about this, and it's still,
so it makes
still
it a good
comes
question,
down to this.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? So you're going to hear me talk my way through this. If it came down to 50, because we have to make the level of difficulty similar here. So let's say that it's Osuna versus the top of the lineup of the Yankees in game 7.
Okay.
Is that what we're saying? So Osuna versus Osuna, game 7, top of the lineup in the ninth inning. Or Kaimi Fairbairn, extra point to seal the game. Because I almost feel worse. This is where I'm torn. I actually trust Kaimi Fairbairn more with a 57-yarder right now than I do with a simple extra point.
The extra point seems to be in his head a little bit.
I can't take a guy who's missed multiple extra points in the last few weeks. I can't do that. I trust Osuna. I trust him more. Osuna's got the harder job, too, because Osuna has to do the equivalent of nailing multiple field goals in quick succession. But I trust Osuna more than I do Fairbairn right this moment. And I don't know how much of it... I don't know how much of it is just that he doesn't have Trevor Daniel. Trevor Daniel, the punter, was his holder. Before that, he had Shane Leckler. So now, is it Brian Anger that isn't doing a good job? I watched the missed extra point. I couldn't tell that the holder was doing anything different or there was a hitch or anything. So I got to blame Fairbairn on this.
I do too. Yeah, it wasn't like last night. Did you watch the Monday Night Football game last night?
Yeah.
The 49ers won that game 31-3. They should have won it like 40-3. Their kicking game was a disaster.
Yeah.
John Weeks, if you're listening, I have newfound appreciation for you today, my friend. Apparently the Niners long snapper, their regular long snapper, is serving a PED suspension
On their third one right now.
Yeah, and the one they had last night was not good. It was like they had a fan win a contest and they get to come down and snap. That's what it felt like. And the holder is a new holder as well. And they showed close-ups. I felt so bad for Robbie Gould. They showed close-ups of the holds, and the laces are like pointed like back and to the left.
Oh,
like it was a mess.
It's hard, dude. I was the backup long snapper always in college. High school, I was a long snapper. College, I was a backup. Here, I think I was for a couple of seasons. And I was terrified the whole time.
Have to do it?
My biggest source of stress. I think I did it once in the NFL. I did it once in college, and it was just the most nervous I've ever been since maybe like being at bat in Little League, which is terrifying.
Do people
need to recognize and understand how terrified kids are sometimes at bat in Little League? It's a really stressful situation, man.
Super stressful, yeah.
And then wrestling, oh my gosh. Wrestling, it feels like you're going out, especially when you're a freshman and you're going against full-grown seniors that are just going to beat your ass. But anyway, it's terrifying because yeah. it's one of those little, you're not comfortable doing it. Everything's got to be just perfect and everything.
Would you pick, if you had to pick like a foursome to go out in a golf tournament and you had to pick from the Texans, would John Weeks be a lot higher on your list than people think because of the nature of his job?
How cool he is under pressure and
he's
whatnot.
He's doing something where you would think he'd be, over a decade that he's been doing it, he'd be prone to the yips.
It's a good question because, you know, kickers tend to be really good golfers. And I never knew if it was because of their body control or because they just have a lot more. Well, they have a lot more time to golf, too.
That is true.
It's as simple as that. And yeah. Yes, that psyche.
Starting pitchers, also very good golfers.
And I think a lot of kickers.
They only work one day
a
week.
Right, right. Yeah, so they golf a lot. They bring their clubs with them on their trips. Right. But also the same mental fortitude is at play there. That's a good question about long snappers. We'll have to ask John Weeks that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How good a golfer are you? How high are you when you guys are, you know, drafting your little golf teams and stuff like that? Do you get picked higher than we would think?
You think about how hard it is and yet not talked about. Brian Pittman and John Weeks are the only two long snappers the Texans have ever had.
History.
In history. Yeah. Like, once you find one, you don't let them go. Even Kubiak, who, according to people I've talked to, didn't have much regard for certain special team specialists. Like, even Kubiak understood that and had to keep guys around.
Yeah, yeah. He discovered John Weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
Back in 2010. By the way, you said Osuna would be the one that you would pick in the Osuna. And if you're just jumping in here, I posed the question to Seth, and I posed it on Twitter. Who do you trust more right now in their sports, their respective sports, late-game situation? 59% of the people agree with you, Seth.
Okay.
59% of the people say they trust Roberto Osuna over Kaimi Fairbairn.
Who do you trust more at this point? Roberto Osuna? Would you trust Roberto Osuna to close out a game or Baker Mayfield to actually complete a pass in the first quarter of a football game?
He's a disaster.
He's a mess.
He's a disaster.
It turns out maybe shutting down Colin Cowherd on social media isn't the best way to prepare for an actual NFL season. Maybe it just might turn out that getting fat in the offseason isn't the best way to be an good NFL quarterback.
He looks a little chunky.
He's a little
he?
Soft. His arms are kind of fluffy. And yeah, he doesn't look like the guy he used to. And he's discovering what Johnny Manziel discovered, which is, oh, I'm not actually that athletic in the NFL.
Right?
Running around against a bunch of college kids.
This was a lot easier against Iowa State. We're not in Waco anymore playing Baylor. We'll talk more about Baker and Deshaun a little later on this hour. So, did we not make enough? Did we? Not make enough of Zach Greinke's postseason history going into this series? Or was this series thought to be such a fait accompli that it wouldn't matter that Zach Greinke has what is for him, for a guy who's won multiple Cy Youngs, been the highest paid pitcher in baseball, he's a future Hall of Famer. Did we just ignore the fact that he's 3-4 with a 4.03 ERA in the postseason?
No, because it's still, like, I hate to always revert back to small sample size in the playoffs, but that's a pretty small sample size. That's a couple bad performances if you look at how those break down, right? So I don't think that we didn't make enough of it. I think some of our listeners have weighed in this morning and said, hey, remember I told you that Miley's not as good as Cole and Verlander? Yeah, we get that. Like, I'm not denying that he's not as good as Cole and Verlander, but it was a bad performance. I wonder how much the 11-day rest had to do with it more so than anything else.
Yeah.
And, you know, managers get nervous about that, as they talked about on the broadcast yesterday when a guy has to come back after that much time off.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Just sit on the sides. You do your live bullpen or whatever, or simulated game, but that's different.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is this me being an over-emotional sports fan who reads into things a little too much? Greinke, in terms of mental makeup, Greinke has always been a guy, and I've admired this about him, just in terms of honesty. Like, when Greinke signed with the Arizona Diamondbacks, there were a lot of people going, dude, you're in your 30s now. Like, you haven't won anything as a baseball player. Why are you signing with the Arizona Diamondbacks? And Zach Greinke was very unapologetic. He's like, they offered me the most money.
Yeah.
Is there a correlation to be made, or am I just being hard-o sports fan guy? Like, oh, this guy who's all about the money, might that be a guy whose makeup in the postseason maps to maybe not being as dialed in the postseason?
I think that's overthinking it, because I think that he's not necessarily all about the money in the same way that other guys are all about the money. He's got that kind of analytical sort of like almost like Rain Man quality to him, mm-hmm. You know? So it's just That's the way he goes through the world. If anything, I would say that would probably be a strength in the playoffs because maybe he's not affected by the moment as much.
Yeah.
He has his anxiety issues. Are the anxiety issues, that's what I would worry about more than anything. The anxiety issues something to think about in
the playoffs? Which begs the question, because the way the pitching is going to lay out in the ALCS, if the Astros make the, you know, if they take care of their business here against Tampa Bay, the way it's going to lay out in the ALCS, presumably, if they take care of business today, the way it's going to lay out in the ALCS is Cole in game one, Verlander in game two, which means game three is in Yankee Stadium. If Zach Greinke is wetting the bed in Tampa in front of 18,000 yellow towel waving people in Tampa and a crowd that has a gigantic percentage of Astro fans in it, what's going to happen when he's in Yankee Stadium in game three?
Boy, that is an excellent, excellent question, Sean.
Right? Like, if this is happening yesterday in Tampa and the dude has not been dominant historically in the playoffs, what's going to happen against the Yankees?
Well, the other thing, though, that we'd like to see, because we've seen it's not just Greinke that you'd have to worry about. It's worry about the bats going dead in Yankee Stadium, too, because we've seen that in the playoffs before.
We have.
So, at this point, and yesterday the bats, you could have had good production from the bats and it still wouldn't have mattered, but the outfielders specifically need to start hitting the baseball. So I don't want to go through the next potentially two series after this one just expecting, trying to figure out a way to be sure Cole and Verlander get as many appearances as possible. This is a baseball team in the Astros that you should be able to make it through a reliever game. And win that game. We shouldn't necessarily be so terrified of starting your relievers, but because you're so dry at the plate right now, it's gotten a little bit more urgent.
Yeah, the one thing that's Greinke thing is this loss yesterday, and now having to start Verlander in Game Four. Remember the guy I was telling you about, who I was talking about at that event, who I was kind of chuckling at him, like, my biggest concern is the fourth starter for the Astros. And I'm like, oh, sir, you're complaining about the fourth starter and your first three are Verlander, Cole, and Greinke. Now we're sitting here and the big topic today is the conundrum of what to do in game four for
the
Astros.
Right, this is how it works.
I was right.
It's hard, Sean. You know this. You've nodded your head in agreement when I've told you it's really, really hard to win a World Series. Yeah. And one of them is just even getting through the first damn series. The year the Astros won the World Series, there's no way the Indians should have lost to the Yankees in the ALDS, you know? It just, these things happen.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.